This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up, it's the quickening. Mike Adams to break his biggest news ever with a global alert. An estimated 10 million people.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. Global alert. An estimated 10 million people per day are set on an irreversible countdown to vaccine death. And here is a medical doctor on international television talking about the numbers coming in of the heart attacks and myocarditis. We have massive deaths everywhere of celebrities, young people, old people, even children now dying after getting the shots. This is hellish depopulation. And then in the Four Tower World Exclusive, federal commandos secretly oversaw and ran the January 6th riot document show. Alex Jones, a special guest, will break new critical information on deep state false flags and the other big ones they're planning to bring the country into pure martial law. But first, here is Dr. Asim Malhotra talking about the heart situation and the deadly shots.
Seeing this abstract publication circulation, I was concerned about it for a number of reasons. So first and foremost, we have to understand that there's been a shift in understanding of heart disease over the years, that we know now it's a chronic inflammatory condition that is exacerbated by something called insulin resistance, which we talked about on the show before, which is related to poor lifestyle. Now, what this abstract has shown, what this research has shown, is that markers associated with increasing the risk of heart attack and probably even progression of underlying heart disease in people who've already got some heart disease has been significantly increased risk from 11% at 5 years risk of heart attack to 25%. Now, that's a huge increase. If this is true, then it's very concerning indeed. But in medicine, in good science, we never rely on one study. We need to replicate these findings. However, what I will share with you today on GB News is a few days ago, after this was published, somebody from a very prestigious British institution, cardiology department researcher, a whistleblower, if you like, contacted me to say that the researchers in this department had found something similar within the coronary arteries linked to the vaccine, inflammation from imaging studies around the coronary arteries. And they had a meeting, and these researchers at the moment have decided they're not going to publish their findings because they are concerned about losing research money from the drug industry. Now, this person was very upset about it, and I wanted to obviously share this on GB News today. What I would say is that we then, knowing this information, which is very concerning, Stephen Gundry's paper in circulation, and also anecdotal evidence. I mean, I have a lot of interaction with the cardiology community across the UK, and anecdotally, I've been getting told by colleagues that they are seeing younger and younger people coming in with heart attacks. Now, what does this mean in terms of the data? We have to put the jigsaw, the pieces together. We know since July, there's been almost 10,000 excess non-COVID deaths. And most of those, or significant proportion of those, have been driven by circulatory disease, in other words, heart attack and stroke. There's been a 30% increase in people dying at home. And often these are because of cardiac arrest. Of course, this is also something close to my heart because my own father is one of those statistics. He had a cardiac arrest at home July the 26th. So when this data has been collected. So where do we go from here? I think the signal is quite strong. I personally think that this needs investigating. So I think the Joint Committee of Vaccines and Immunization should absolutely investigate this. I think that the researchers, I really hope that they take a look in the mirror and realize the ones from...
Okay, this video was from 3 months ago. Now the numbers are out. It's a 40%+ increase in heart attacks and strokes in the UK. They have official numbers. And that's exactly what the big insurance company owner said. 40% increase in death of 18 to 64-year-olds. And we've got so much more with Mike Adams coming up after this break. He is in studio with us, and he has been traveling around the country. His show has always been big, but it's really exploded. I just see the powerful interviews he does all over the country with amazing people. So now I know he's a private guy that likes to be out at his farm, but he's been on the offense across the country. And he's got a global alert. An estimated 10 million people per day are set on an irreversible countdown to vaccine death that could exterminate billions if not stopped in the next year. We'll explain all this and more straight ahead. And remember, all the people working for the system taking the shot, they're planning to kill you too. We'll be right back.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The government of Tajikistan has fallen, and all of it has been caused by there being inflation in the country and oil prices going up roughly 40%. We've seen a doubling of gas prices here in the United States, and you can see the unrest coming as well. That's why they want to get it all primed for racial, not going up against the globalists and the private central banks, but priming you that when there is an angrier world, as Klaus Schwab says, you just kill each other, we just kill each other, instead of realizing it's the globalists literally killing us. Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com is also a software and computer engineer and also owns one of the largest testing facilities for food and medicines in Texas. And, of course, he's a prolific writer and researcher. He doesn't need any introduction. And he has got every few months something bigger than he's ever broken, because there's a quickening. The news is more intense. That's the way it is. And I would say, he didn't say this, this is the biggest report he's ever put out. We've also posted it at InfoWars.com in the live show link section. Global alert, an estimated 10 million people per day are set on irreversible countdown to vaccine death that could exterminate billions if not stopped the next year. Now, let me just back up some of what Mike's saying here before he gets into it. I just showed you a massive global insurance company saying in Western countries we're seeing a 40% increase in death, five times bigger than any increase we've ever seen in the hundreds of years that they've been keeping actuarial numbers, okay? So that is a fact, okay? Here's some of the other anecdotals. 25-year-old soccer star suddenly collapses, dies during training. Brazilian journalist, 30-something years old, collapses and has five heart attacks from his third COVID shot. Australian Prime Minister threatens to deport world champion tennis player if his vaccine exemption is, quote, insufficient. It's better than dying. Pfizer trial data shows jab causes severe fever in one out of five children. New York teacher injecting a child without parental consent. I mean, this is a cult, folks, of control. Quebec to ban unvaccinated from buying marijuana and hard liquor. They really want you to take that shot, folks. Manhattan's woke DA will stop seeking prison sentences, though, for most crimes, including robbery. It goes on and on. French President Macron admits his strategy is to piss off the unvaccinated as much as possible. This is all psychological torture. It's all control. So, Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com is here for the rest of the hour to lay out his incredibly important report that has all the statistics, all the numbers. And he's just taking what the insurance companies and what governments are admitting and what they're showing and then extrapolating it out, because now we're a year into this operation, almost a year and a half in the UK, so we're getting very hard numbers now, real science. But they don't want you to look at it. They just use the term science, science, like a parrot, hoping you don't actually go look at the science. Mike Adams, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me on again. It's great to be back in studio with you after quite a while that I wasn't here. If you look at the numbers that are emerging, it's now crystal clear that we have less time remaining than what we thought. And this explains why Biden and the other vaccine pushers around the world, they don't care about the legal challenges because they know they can tie this up in the courts for several years. What I'm going to present here today explains we have less than a year remaining or we lose human civilization. This is an extinction level event that if we don't stop these vaccines, it will play out over the next decade to bring down civilization as we know it. That's why Dr. Robert Malone calls this a mass casualty event that we are living through right now. And Mike Eden, former VP of Pfizer, even saying essentially this is mass murder. We have to stop this. But here are the statistics. If you go to ourworldindata.org and you look at the number of vaccines being given per day, it's about 30 million per day around the world. Now, based on the numbers from the life insurance companies, the myocarditis, the autoimmune disorders, the autopsies published by Dr. Bakhti and Burkhart and others, we've been able to estimate now based on these new data. And by the way, remember the life insurance data is from the third quarter of last year. It's going to look a lot worse than a 40% increase by the time we get the fourth quarter data from last year. When we put all this together, we can see we're going to have, of those who are vaccinated, about one-third will die over the next decade or so. Another third will be debilitated, injured, and perhaps not capable of functioning in society in a meaningful way. The final third will be unharmed, perhaps because they receive saline solution shots. So we're looking at right now, Alex, if we stop the vaccines right now, we're going to lose about 1.4 billion people around the world over the next decade.
And I'm literally having an anxiety attack right now because these numbers are in. This has happened, Mike.
These
they
are
did
real
it.
Numbers.
They did it.
Well, and look, let me explain this. 30 million shots a day, okay? 10 million of those 30 million per day will die over the next decade or so based on what we know now. Again, these are projections. They're subject to some level of change.
And I'll tell you why I'm really upset, Mike, and I want you to continue.
Yes.
It's bad enough that they're killing all these people. Now they're doing it to children. But they're going to do something huge after this. They're not going to leave those of us that didn't take it alone.
Right.
This means total war.
Well, I'm going to get to that. You're exactly right. But look, 10 million people per day, folks, that means there is a Nazi-level Holocaust mass death event happening.
Now start over. I interrupted. I'm horrible. I'm famous for that. Start over where you were when I interrupted that. You have the numbers on the current extrapolation. When do we reach the 10 million a day point?
They're doing it right now. Every day it's 10 million people who will die over the next decade. Every day. So what they're pulling off is a Nazi-level Holocaust every 14.4 hours, Alex. They're carrying out a Holocaust every 14.4 hours.
A soft kill. I mean, it's here. They always said they do it with shots.
Right. Right. So understand, people, understand that if we don't stop these vaccines in the next 365 days, they will murder another 3.5 billion human beings. And combined with the roughly coming up on 1.5 billion that they've already condemned to death, that's going to be over 50% of the population on planet Earth. This is an extinction level event if we don't stop it.
And now you know why Prince Charles, whose father said he wants to come back as a deadly virus, kill 80% of the world, said this is a military mobilization to make you take shots to save the Earth. So they're being very honest about what they're actually doing. I mean, they are, quote, saving the Earth by giving people soft kill weapons that as your family members get sick and die, they'll then suck all the money and energy out of you and your generational wealth while they kill you.
Well, exactly. And understand that they cannot allow this event to be blamed on vaccines, blamed on their policies. So this means that, as you have predicted numerous times, Alex, they're going to have to unleash some other global killer event in order to cover their tracks. So, yes, something epic, something biblical is coming. Something satanic is coming, I should
say.
That's
right. That's right. I mean, as a father, every instinct I've got is to go to the most remote area now and hunker down. Guarantee this is going down, folks. But we're going to stay at the ship to warn as many people as we can, as long as we can. But all people understand, we're not hyping this. You are living through biblical times.
And understand that it's too late to save already 1.5 billion people. It's too late. Because we don't know how. There's no way to reverse the damage. You look at the autopsies that Dr. Bakhti and Burkhart, they published their paper on, 93% of people who died after receiving vaccines were killed by the vaccines. So if you look at the daily deaths in America right now, 7,700 people die every day normally pre-COVID. You start to look at the fact that we're going to have multiples of that dying each day in 2022, dying from cancer, dying from neurological disorders, dying from heart attacks, organ destruction because of the killer lymphocytes. We're going to see multiples of the normal death rate per day.
And we're hearing that from coroners around the world, pathologists. We're hearing it from undertakers. We're hearing it from the big labs around the world, including the U.S., that do biopsies. And I go, we're seeing 20-fold increases in cancers.
That's right. That's right. And I mean, just a threefold increase in the daily death rate would put us at about 24,000 deaths per day in America. 24,000 deaths per day. You start to get into percentages of the existing U.S. population.
And Mike, I think today's the day I'm going to talk about some personal family stuff here on air. People need to hear this, but just how bad this is. You know, you heard about the North and the South, the war, brother against brother, father against, you know, brother. All of it. We're going to talk about it all today, but I interrupted. That was too important what you said. When we come back, please repeat everything you said without me interrupting, because this is the most important information we've ever covered. I want this to really sink in for people. It's done. They already killed us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. and there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Here of naturalnews.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com, and I know you understand this, but we don't make stuff up. We get things wrong occasionally, and usually we underestimate how bad something is. And we know historically when populations get hit by something really incredibly evil, they at first don't figure out it's happening because evil doesn't come back the same way each time. It'll hit you from other angles. But this is a modern deindustrialization, depopulation, collapse event, in their own words, and that's why Dr. Rima Labo, on record, treated the heads of state, including Hillary Clinton and including Angela Merkel and also the Queen of the Netherlands. Now, in confidence, I'm not allowed to say who told them what, but she told me the names. And I made some checks and actually found some open source data where this person actually made the comment publicly. But she was treating a head of state, and then the woman said the mass culling's coming in the next 3 years. They put it off, but now it's here. That's how you watch that clip from 2009, and it's like it all happened today. Because her husband was the former head of the Army, okay? General Stubblebine, a three-star general, ran special operations, everything. So he came on the show and talked about this, too. So they thought it was going to happen then. They ran down to Costa Rica. I'm going to hand this over to Mike Adams. Recap what you said earlier about the global alert. Start over without me interrupting.
Well, okay. And by the way, I've got about a one-minute clip I brought, gave it to your producers to show at some point here, because I was interviewing your talent, Harrison Smith, the other day, and he was saying that he used to listen to me. And he was like, I was kind of the person who helped wake him up in addition to you and your information. I was like, Harrison, I mean, Alex is the person that woke me up. And this clip shows a speech I gave in 2019 before COVID, where we're talking about the exotic alien biological weapons that are about to be unleashed against humanity. So I want to give you credit for all the work that you've done and let you know that your knowledge and what you're doing here at InfoWars really influenced me with my research, and I hope at some point today we can play that. But
well, let's play it right now, then, and then next segment you can recap. Go ahead, guys. Okay. You have a clip? Here it is.
So here's the most likely hard kill vector that could be coming. An exotic alien engineered biological weapon that specifically targets human DNA. And you might think, well, they would never do that. Guess what? DARPA has been doing it. It's called gene drive technology. They've been working on it. And it's a CRISPR gene editing technology. And it enables genetic modifications to spread very rapidly through a population. They also have something called RNA interference technology where they can genetically engineer food crops so that there are little protein fragments in the crops. And the protein fragments can target fertility of specific human races. And this is called an insecticide. They use it. They've been developing this so that they can kill, you know, certain insects that feed on certain crops. They can also do it to humans. RNA interference technology. It exists. A genetic weapon of mass destruction may not be far away. Bioengineered Ebola is a strong candidate for this. It's being developed, funded by the NIH. I'm sorry, funded by the TMT. The NIH funded a different experiment in Guatemala that used Guatemalan prisoners as human subjects. In fact, when that came out during the Obama administration, Obama himself had to apologize because they got caught. So it's not just the mercury in the vaccines. It's not just the lead that's going to be falling out of the sky. It's the infant formula. It's the aluminum, which causes Alzheimer's and dementia. It's the organophosphates. It's the 5G networks. It's the assault on your senses, the assault on your neurology, the assault on your children. These are multiple kill vectors. And this is what we are being hit with right now.
I had not seen that clip. I'd read your article saying that. That is months before they released the bioweapon. You specifically hit the protein prion crystals in the food. You specifically hit that it's alien because it's never existed before. This is alien. And I do believe, and I don't do that extrapolation. I can just go the next step. This whole attack, it isn't human.
You're exactly right. And that's why this is an extinction level event. So what I talked about at that event, which was Steve Quayle's event, by the way, in Branson, Missouri in 2019, was that Earth is being prepared for a post-human future. Now, at the time, that sounded pretty far out there.
And they say that everywhere, though. Now, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, after COVID, oh, the end of humanity, looking forward
exactly,
to it.
Exactly. So you have to ask, what we're seeing right now with the kill rates, and by the way, you know, big thumbs up to Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone and Steve Kirsch and all these amazing people who have come out. However, there's only so far that they can talk about.
Well, that's right. Behind the scenes, they agree with what you just said. And you saw Malone say it's interdimensional.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I've been red-pilled interdimensionally because, folks, there's not just bad guys. There is God. There's another transmission.
There are non-terrestrial entities, which some people may call demons or demonic influence, demonic possession, and other things that do not want humanity to survive. And that's what we are being subjected to. So this is so many levels beyond just making money for Pfizer or reducing population by 10 to 15% as Bill Gates wanted. This is about exterminating humanity. To prepare planet Earth for a post-human future, they've decided they don't want the human race to exist in the cosmos.
They've decided that we're a failure while they put chemicals in the food and water that make us fat and ugly, while they screw us over, while they put us in a trance, then they look at us and make fun of us and say, look how weak you are.
Exactly. And even cosmically, the vaccine is, I call it a cosmic IQ test. It's a test to see, is this species on this planet dumb enough to line up and commit suicide? Are they dumb enough to allow their own...
Exactly. You see the free will rule of God's universe and this galaxy in that the rules are always there. They have to give us a choice. They're not allowed to do this unless we free will do it.
Right. They set up a test that humanity is failing hugely right now. And by the way, I think one of the things that energetically attracted this ethnic cleansing of our planet is all of the baby murder.
Oh, I agree.
So... I mean,
well, that's why the Satanists do it—is to bring that energy in.
You're exactly right.
It's like chumming the water.
Yeah. It's like copper tops. They're turning human babies into a dark energy source upon which they feed in order to accomplish the complete wipeout of human civilization. And folks,
there's no greater energy than a baby to see the universe, the beauty, the goodness, the potential.
That's right. That's right.
Like we like wheatgrass because the potential of the seed. This is a trillion times more powerful.
And remember that as the baby's brain is physically forming in the body of the mother, the brain is making spiritual connections to consciousness, which is a non-physical, non-material existence.
Oh, interdimensionally opening gates.
Exactly. And that is God's gift, to give the baby consciousness and free will, which becomes creativity, which becomes essentially the Bill of Rights. Why do we have the First Amendment? Why do we have the freedom to speak? Because we are conscious, free will beings given the gift of consciousness from God.
And that's what's so beautiful, Mike, is that I haven't even talked about this privately, but I would imagine you and others, everybody is advancing their knowledge right now. For those against this evil, it's like the doors of perception are being blown wide open.
That's exactly what's going on. That's exactly the case. Are we going to break?
We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. Longer segment coming up. I want you to recap. This is all incredible.
Okay.
And you got to come back more often.
I'm happy to do that, Alex. Yeah.
You're on fire. Good Lord. All right, we're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, because, hey, as negative as this is, they're not killing us because we're weak and ugly and bad. They're killing us because we're super powerful. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, they're going to lose. We'll be right back. Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time,
Survival Shield X2, deeper crystal iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body. It's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
You are living in the most incredible time in human history right now. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Mike Adams, Natural News, is here. He's gone off the public numbers. They're now admitted. And remember, the latest numbers are a few months old, so it's trending straight up. Recap everything you talked about in that first segment, because I was interrupting, Mike Adams. Go over people listening and watching right now and encourage them to go to naturalnews.com, encourage them to go to InfoWars.com. We've also reposted the article. Whatever you do, just get it out. Global alert, an estimated 10 million people per day are set on an irreversible countdown to vaccine death that could exterminate billions, if not stopped in the next year. And they'll go, "Oh, there's not billions dead." If you follow the number of the death rate on the course, it is
We're talking about billions dead, but it's already millions and millions of vaccine damaged, hundreds of thousands dead in the U.S. alone. These are mainline numbers, and they're just normalizing all this and saying, the robots will soon take over. Society is failing. You will need robots, says the head of Pfizer, says the head of the Davos Group. This is their plan. Mike Adams, continue.
Yes, these are forward-looking statements based on the data that we have now, but the fact that's irrefutable is that about 30 million people per day are being injected with these COVID vaccines. That's irrefutable. We know that about half the world's population has been injected, and we also know that with each additional injection, there is further destruction of the immune system. The VE numbers, vaccine effectiveness rates, are going into negative territory after a certain amount of time, certain number of weeks after the injections. We also know that countries like Israel, and I think Denmark and others, are pushing more than four shots. They're going to five or six shots at some point. And I believe Fauci just said in the U.S., you're not fully vaccinated until you've had at least one booster. And that's going to obviously increase. So when we look at these numbers, and we can project out over the next decade or so, for example, myocarditis has a 56% fatality rate within 5 years. How many people are being diagnosed with myocarditis after being injected with these vaccines? That's a huge number right there. And then how many diagnoses are being missed because they are subclinical levels of myocarditis? But also looking at the Dr. Bakhti autopsies, what percentage of people who took the vaccines are now growing lymphocyte nodes on their organs and having killer lymphocytes attack their hearts, their lungs, their livers, their brains, and other tissues in the body? The autopsy showed 93% of the people who got the vaccines are growing these immune system responses that are essentially autoimmune disorders where the body attacks itself. That doesn't even get into antibody-dependent enhancement. That doesn't even get into the cognitive decline that's happening. So conservatively, one-third of the people who took these vaccines are going to be dead in the next decade. And it might be a lot faster, Alex. It could be in fewer years than 10.
Well, so I have a family member. I'll tell you later. Go ahead.
Well, then the big question becomes, we live in a complex society, folks. There is a knowledge base of people who know how to run the nuclear power plants, know how to run the water plants, the sewage plants, who know how to run telecommunications and everything to keep the power grid going. The vaccine is not just wiping out human life and achieving depopulation. The vaccine is deleting the human knowledge base that is required to keep society running. And past a certain tipping point, once a critical mass of die-offs is achieved, we can no longer run a complex society that's necessary to provide the food, the water, the electricity, and everything.
And they're openly all over the world getting rid of reading, writing, and arithmetic, and then introducing all forms of mental illness. Where I saw an article the other day where the media saw a bunch of beach umbrellas, and they said, oh, it's a KKK meeting. Because it's like mental illness. They like see the racism thing everywhere. Meanwhile, they're being slaughtered. They're being spied on. They're losing all their freedoms. But just recap the numbers that you went over earlier.
Well, again, per day, 10 million people are being set on a path of vaccine death right now. That's happening as we speak. So in the next 14.4 hours, there will be another Holocaust-level die-off event that takes place over the next several years. Now, it's important to understand, they're not dying today, because vaccines kill people in three phases. There are short-term deaths, medium-term, and then long-term. The short-term is the smallest of that. That's the people who pass out and die from instant strokes and heart attacks and so on, and blood clotting within minutes. That's a very small number compared to where this is going. The medium-term and long-term is where you have the cancer deaths. Don't forget, Alex, I know you covered this, but the spike protein enters the cell nuclei and it suppresses the chromosomal repair mechanism. They're called double-strand breaks, which is when ionization – it basically, you lose genetic integrity and you start becoming a mutant. So because the spike protein suppresses what's called the NHEJ mechanism, non-homologous end joining
– bottom line, this is a fabulous weapon they created.
It's the ultimate – well, it's like I said in that clip from 2019 – it's an exotic, alien, bioengineered –
attack on the DNA itself, which is a repairing system.
Exactly. This was not simply – it didn't just come out of a lab. It wasn't just to make money. This came from somewhere else, and then it was incorporated and refined and targeted to human beings. So, yes, the NIH funded gain-of-function research, but what
did they use? It's the perfect weapon. It kills you 100 different ways over a long period of time. It's a soft-kill weapon. It's the perfect weapon.
And so the bottom line, Alex, is it's very likely that within the next 5 years, almost everything that we talk about is going to be irrelevant because there will not be a functioning society as we know it today.
And they say we're collapsing civilization to be post-industrial, but robots run it. It's the opposite. It's where, you know, the new Matrix movie is suddenly the robots are good and the Matrix is good and the Matrix saves you.
Right,
this
right.
Is sick.
Now, this can, we can perhaps stop the total collapse of civilization if we stop the vaccines now or in the next couple of months or weeks.
That's why I have this sense of urgency, because I can look at the numbers like you can. If this doesn't turn around soon, there's no coming back.
There's no coming back. And, you know, there's a theory out there that the Omicron strain was perhaps developed by white hat scientists, in a lab and then released to try to nullify the Delta strain, you know, kind of a self-spreading vaccine antibody against the pandemic. I don't know what to make of that.
Against the spike protein.
Right, right. But, you know, maybe that's happening and maybe that's going to save us, but I wouldn't count on it. I don't think that's the case. We have to stop the vaccines. Otherwise, we lose civilization. That's the truth.
And you look at Klaus Schwab and all of them. I mean, it's on record. We reported this 15 years ago, but now it's confirmed. All the big money is hiding out in the woods in remote areas around the world, digging in like it's the end of the world. And I know a lot of famous people that are at the highest levels, and they go, yeah, you're right, Alex. All these billionaires I know just basically hide out in the middle of nowhere now.
Well, we get calls from billionaires who want to buy out half our inventory, for example. And I know you guys probably get similar calls. There's a panic.
The problem is I can't even get inventory.
This is the problem, right?
We'd have plenty of money if we get inventory.
We know they're going underground, too. I mean, Zuckerberg building a massive underground complex in Hawaii. We know Peter Thiel is involved in this. We know Elon Musk, you know, is drilling.
We're not saying people are bad to build bunkers. That's smart.
That's actually smart. Because the surface of the planet is going to be total chaos, and like you said, the lunacy, mass formation psychosis combined with the psychotropic drugs, combined with starvation, famine, and desperation, that's what's coming on the surface of the earth. And, you know, I saw a little TikTok video of someone who works for a corporation just been ordered to wear a mask on all TikTok videos because other employees are triggered by seeing people's faces without masks.
Exactly. Now racism is the human face. Think of how that's an inversion of reality.
Exactly.
The human face is beautiful and wonderful. No. It's triggering people.
Right. So now
I saw that too.
You saw that. I mean, it's total insanity.
That's what the left in their Zoom meetings. Remember, it was like in Wisconsin, the teacher association was making employees wear masks on the interviews.
Well, right. And think about, you know, fake President Biden in his fake Oval Office soundstage set with, you know, fake snow falling in the fake windows in the background wearing a mask.
What do we always hear about with Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Charles and all of them and Hillary? Do not look them in the eyes. Well, what's past that? Cover your dirty face.
Yeah, yeah.
They want us to be robots, not showing that face, because this spirit hates us so much, just like the Bible tells us, because we're made in the image of the Creator, and this thing doesn't like us because it's lost a bunch of wars with us. And as soon as we figure that out, it's all game over.
Well, you're exactly right. The awakening, we still have time to win and defeat this evil, but we're running out of time. We don't have a year, Alex. We don't have a year.
Exactly, folks. We're settlement, okay? It's obvious. And they're trying to blow our settlement up. We got to come together as humans and beat this thing, okay? Mike Adams is our guest. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We have another very special guest joining us in studio. He's a medical doctor. Worked for the military, has a lot of great perspective. Look forward to having him in studio. And then we're going to talk to somebody that was there on the ground with me on January 6th who knew a lot of the feds that were there. And we've already basically talked about this, but now it's breaking out. It's in mainstream news. Now it's in court documents. Exclusive secret commandos with shoot-to-kill authority were at the Capitol. Thousands of them. And they stood down, and their comrades were in the crowd helping provocateur the whole thing. An incredible setup. And then they were going to kill the people that were going to try to, quote, kidnap Pelosi and others. They believe they were under Q command, which, of course, was not Trump, but was the very FBI deep state. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. We've got this segment, a short segment, then our next guest is coming in. And I really appreciate you got to come back sooner. But what else do you want to just add about this epic moment we're in? I mean, I think it's people better research your article. They better share it. They better bookmark it. And they better warn people and go protest at the places kids are being injected, whatever you got to do to try to save lives. Because you just say, well, let the idiots just kill themselves. Well, what about their children? They don't deserve it. But also the societal collapse event which Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates admit they're engaged in, this is going to destroy confidence in the government. This is going to destroy confidence in everything. We have to explain who did it and how the globalists did it, pretending they're this new super species of transcendence who are playing God. If we don't get who the good guys and bad guys are, they will win. So I think it really is about the narratives here. And so how would you boil that down?
Well, understand that the globalists, if they achieve this mass die-off, they're going to reshape history. They will write you and I and others out of the history books. We will cease to exist because they will tell a whole new narrative after the Great Reset. Now, understand, the Great Reset is not just about a financial reset, although that's part of it. It's also about resetting the human knowledge base through the die-off that I mentioned in the last segment. So they know if they can delete the memories of where we are, who we are, where we came from, and what's happening, then they can reshape the narrative as they see fit. Just like in George Orwell's 1984, where the Ministry of Truth is constantly going back in time and rewriting the encyclopedia entries and the news stories in order to fit the current narrative. So what's critical in all of this is that everybody take every episode here at InfoWars and download it, write it to your hard drives, put it on thumb drives, burn it to optical media such as DVD-Rs. And share it and hand it out, because this is going to be the contraband in the next decade. The contraband is the truth. We're going to be living in a society where it will be illegal to possess information that goes against the prevailing narrative. And one other thought on all this, Alex, is that if we don't stop these vaccines in the next year, we will still survive. We will still live for a few more years. But at that point, it's like being on an airplane at 30,000 feet and the plane has lost power and the pilots are dead. You're coasting now, but you're going to hit terrain. You're going into the ground. And that's just going to be a few years out. And there's nothing you can do to stop it at that point, even though you're not dead yet.
Yeah, and how do you balance that as your mission to warn people puts you up front as a target, just like it does me? And then I have constant guilt, like guilt if I don't fight this, but then guilt just greedily to protect my family and just go off the radar. But I think the best thing is just do the right thing, trust in God, and expose the agenda. That's our best hope.
Well, it's very difficult to balance this. I think I'm out of balance as well. I spend more time warning other people than prepping myself. But in the best advice I have for people on prepping is to think about low-tech prepping. So we're going to collapse down to more of an 18th century type of existence.
That's right. Don't expect power or like, oh, I'm on gas. Right. The gas ain't coming.
So you have to have layers of redundancy in your prepping. So, yeah, on one hand, you might have a high-tech, you know, security system with cameras and alarms and everything. But you need
10 cords of wood.
And you need dogs who bark when intruders come. You know, you need low-tech prepping systems. And a firearm is very low tech. It doesn't need electronics. It doesn't work in the cloud, thank God, right? You pull the trigger and physics takes over. So we need to think about low tech prepping and then local redundancy, which means food systems as well. And so producing food is going we're going to see a collapse of centralization. This is one of the big trends of the next 10 years. And we're going to see things collapse down to the local level with a relocalization of food production, energy production, security with local law enforcement and community enforcement.
And let's remember, they all know they're collapsing things. They're going to pose as the saviors during it, claiming they're coming in to help their local community. Right. They're going to be there to sabotage stuff. The first thing is shut off their agenda 2030. Let people know they're the ones that are collapsing it. Once it collapses, they're going to send their operatives in as sociologists to control us. People won't listen to you now, but they're going to listen later when the operatives arrive.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we're also going to have to learn how to live in a society where we don't have any exports from China. So that right there takes out almost all computers, electronics, car parts, the things that run the power grid.
And it's not just that the money's going to be worthless. You're not going to be able to get stuff. You got to get it now.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, in D.C. and with the Federal Reserve, they're going to try to print their way out of product shortages and logistics failures. You can't print corn, okay? You can't print plastic parts or metal parts that run the turbines of the airplanes or the hydroelectric dams. You can't print that stuff by printing money. The physical shortage, as you just said, is what's going to do us in. And this is why society is going to collapse.
Back they're
to
attacking our intellectual, day. Our mathematical, our spiritual, our cultural capital. That's real capital, not money, folks. And all of that is being shrunk down to weaken us as a species. And again, if you extrapolate that out, there's no way the globalists get out of this without nuclear meltdowns, the surface of the earth becoming unlivable, and every actuary that's been done, even by the Pentagon. So why are they following a path that will cause mass war, mass starvation, and nuclear meltdowns? Because it's a planetary ending event, not just for us, but all major species.
It is. It's a full-blown, as I call it, oblivion agenda. It's an agenda to exterminate planet Earth, or most humans on planet Earth. But there will be survivors, don't get me wrong. The question is whether the survivors, whether we have enough of it, the infrastructure remaining.
Exactly. Once civilization gets so complex, it's so easy to collapse.
Exactly. It's very easy to overrun and control at that point. So our job is to simply survive, to encourage other people to survive. And by the way, the future of children on planet Earth is purebloods. And by the way, women right now who are vaccinated are lying, I've heard, they're lying when they're on the dating scene. They're telling men they're not vaccinated because they don't want men to know that they're infertile, because the vaccines have made them, you know, infertile.
And let's expand on that. Because if you're a military brain and you study history, everything is like aliens are attacking. I don't get into flying saucers, any of that, or lizard people, folks. I'm saying if you mathematically, as just a person, look at the attack, it's what's our primary power source for 5,000 years? Coal. They're outlawing it. They're shutting down the infrastructure and then blowing it up. If you notice, they don't just shut down the coal plants. They then scrap them and go, as a symbol being against it, we're sealing and blowing the mine. They're killing the infrastructure to go back to it for this collapse event. This is what you would do when you're turning the lights out. First thing an enemy does is primary target is the generators.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Look how Europe shut down the Nord Stream 2 pipeline from Russia to Germany. They're in an energy crisis in Europe.
And they shut down our pipeline.
Well, exactly. So, and remember,
that's the thing. It doesn't matter what country you are, it's the same attack, folks. It's not the Russians and the Chinese and the Americans against each other. It's the New World Order against you. Sorry, I'm ranting.
No, it's okay. But because of the shutdown of fossil fuels and hydrocarbons, then, and I've talked about this on your show.
It's terraforming.
It's not only is it terraforming, but remember the fertilizer production. To make ammonia and make urea, you use hydrocarbons from fossil fuels through the Haber process chemical equation, using nitrogen from the atmosphere. So when you shut that down, what we're going to see, Alex, over the next couple of years is massive crop shortages, scarcity, and failure due to a lack of fertilizer.
Well, you said that a year and a half ago, and now it's happening in Europe.
It's happening in Europe. The Europeans are going to have to choose now for the rest of the
winter. By the way, I told you, Mike, you're finally doing it. I said, Mike, everything you said comes true just like I do, even better. That's what goes viral and warns people. You've got to start mining all the stuff you've said. And I never even saw that incredible clip we played earlier in the hour.
Well, I had kind of forgotten.
It shows that you know what you're talking about.
We know what we're talking about. You know, that clip from you and I back in 2010, we were talking about vaccine passports and quarantine centers. I mean, that 12 years ago.
Forced inoculation to erase the immune system. Mike, we got another guest coming in, and you probably got to go, but he'll be with me a little bit into that next hour. Why don't you co-host with this guy a little bit with me?
Or sure, you got to do that.
All right, good. So we're going to have three people in here the first 20 minutes. And then I'll interview the doc for the rest of that. And then we got Joey coming on. And Joey's willing to say who he is and do everything. But, I mean, you hear about these guys in the military, and they don't want to really say, this guy's done it all. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And that's why he, on January 5th, was like, hey, Jones, this is a setup. Something bad. You got to, there's CIA running around. There's everybody here. We got to watch out. And now that it's out, he can talk about this because this isn't classified. So now we can tell you stuff that we weren't able to tell you before because – you know, these guys know this stuff and have signed national security letters. They can't talk about it until it's public.
This is a bombshell.
This is a bombshell.
Yeah.
I should have listened to him, and I'll be honest. You know, I'm like eating steaks, and okay, yeah, we're going to have a big rally, expose the election fraud. He's like, listen, there's a setup here. And I didn't listen. And here we are.
Well, now it's coming out.
I mean, you talk about insane. Mike Adams is our guest. I've not plugged one time today, and that's fine because we're covering such hardcore stuff. But InfoWarsStore.com, X2, the best iodine out there, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is selling out, 50% off. That keeps us on air. If you need it, though, for you and your family, you should stock up.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Every